episode 171, Moms Fix Everything.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day, ladies. Guess what? It's Friday. Okay, for me, it's Friday. This is airing on a Friday, and I'm so excited because that means the weekend's here. And I don't know about you, but the weekend means, well, usually means more work, but usually more the family is together. Hubby gets to be around more, and the children are home. They work a little bit, you know, but we get to have more family time. I love that. Don't you love the weekends? It's awesome. So I hope you're going to have an incredible weekend or whatever day it is that you're listening to here, because we are going to chat big time about Moms Fix Everything. Yes, they do. Do you feel like they do? And hey, I just want to give kind of a disclaimer. If you're not a mom, just improvise it and put in the word wife or woman, okay? Either one works. So if you don't have children right now, that's okay. Then just think about that, you know, wives fix everything. And then if it's that you're not married yet, then great. Just say a woman fixes everything. Okay. So you can empower yourself today because moms fix everything. I'm so excited and thrilled that you're here. We're going to chat today. Thank you so much for joining in. Remember, you can always head on over to createyournow.com. I'm there for you. I'm going to hear from you. And thank you from the bottom of my heart for leaving iTunes reviews. Going over there, that gets the word out. That helps with how all the craziness works behind the scenes. That really helps to push the podcast up towards the front of the line, basically, so that other moms and women can benefit just like you are. So thank you, thank you, thank you. All right, are you ready? Do you have your coffee? You have your lemonade? You have your tea? Even if you have your orange juice, whatever you're drinking, I'm drinking too. So let's get it on. So this is what happened. One day, in pops my son and he says,
"Okay, Mom."
Well, you know, with that, it always leads to something has happened. Something that, yeah, I don't want to happen. So this little one, he's our youngest. He's our number 5. He wants to tell me the whole story, right? I already know something's up. And I'm like, no, 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 no. I want you to get to the nitty gritty, right? So at first, he wanted to tell the entire absolute long story. So I pushed him. I was like, come on, tell me what really happened. No, 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 really. Tell me what really happened. I want to know. Fast forwarding the story, right? Do you ever do that with your children? All right, so I'm fast forwarding it. And guess what he says?
"Well, my brother, he wanted some of the blanket, but I didn't want to share. And then we kept fighting and fighting. And then the cushion got rolled under."
Now you can imagine my reaction. Really? I mean, seriously? I found my face getting so red. I was frustrated. I could feel my blood pressure going up a little bit. And for me, I'm pretty cool. As when it comes to my blood pressure, it doesn't get high much, which is awesome. I have a very low heart rate. It's probably because I am a runner. But with all of that, yeah, I could feel my blood pressure beginning to rise. And so I took a deep breath and I started walking into the room. Of course, I had to see the roll, right? Right? This bump, this lump now in my couch. Now, you see, today was supposed to be our lazy day. Our lazy day because it's been nothing but raining here. I mean, we've got some areas, we got over 8 inches of rain. Our riverbanks are overflowing. We've had small floods, not devastation yet. Luckily, it calmed down a little bit, so we're doing better now. But this was our lazy day. And all they could do today is what? Ruin something, right? I mean, come on. You ask them to do simple things like read, empty the dishwasher with the dishes, and to go about and maybe play some video games and then go back to reading and then doing something else. And then the next thing you know, they're, while I'm recording, by the way, this all happened, and I have a mess on my hands. I'm like, oh, come on. So wrestling, they know, needs to happen where? Downstairs in the family room. So with a firm, raised voice, I sent them to clean their room. I'm like, that's it. You all go, clean your room. I'm done. I'm absolutely done. Go plug in and clean your room. They knew Mama wasn't happy. So after hustling to the couch to inspect the damage, there was the bump. Yeah, that rolled lump. The cushion had been rolled underneath. Oh my gosh. Now remember, this is our like quote unquote living room furniture. This is our nice furniture. It's a nice leather couch. And Daddy's not going to be happy with it. I'm already not happy with it. And there's no way. It's not like, you know, some of the other couches that you can take off and unzip it and move. Yeah, these, they don't come off, okay? I'm like, everything's going through my mind. So I began to jiggle, and I pulled, and I attempted to fluff. And sure enough, all was good. So guess what? Of course, the boys lived. Yes, okay, you know I meant that jokingly, right? But you do. You find yourself in these situations, and you kind of want to cremate them, right? You just they get under your skin, and you're like, why did you do this? What were you thinking, right? And they're like, but we are just being boys, you know? And little man comes running in here, and he's like, okay, Mom. And when you open with that, you either know you want something or something's happened, one or the other. And I knew in the tone that he was using that something had happened. So I decided to go ahead and go about my work. And in pops the little one again.
Mom's fix everything.
He had the absolute biggest smile on his face. And at that same time, he melted my heart. Mom's fix everything. Mom, you fix everything. From owies to battery-operated game controllers, to dinner, to school lunches, to hurt feelings, to break up with boyfriends and girlfriends, to that first homecoming invite, and to that first speeding ticket. Mom, you fix everything. Sometimes it's amazing that we tend to beat ourselves up over lots of little things that we think really adds up to kind of mega things. But Mom, you are the magic sauce to your family. Stop beating yourself up. You need to start loving the person that you see in that mirror because you are that vital to your family. Now, you're probably wondering why I actually shared this story with you. Well, it was truly to remind you how special you are. You were given a beautiful family to care for. It's not always going to be easy, right? You're going to have those crazy times. You're going to have the storms. You're going to have the, how many times did I tell you to pick up your room? And you're literally on your 100th time, right? You've been there. You've had those days, right? But it's so worth it in the end. To see his smile when he came beaming through there, which he knew when I told him to go downstairs to clean his room, I wasn't happy. But for him to come almost skipping through the door to me, and saying, Mom's fix everything. He was so excited. And no, it had nothing to do that he was going to survive the next, you know, the next hour. But he knew there was just something about it. Of course, I thanked him and said, honey, you know you can always come to me for absolutely everything. Anything you need to talk about, anything you need, you can come to me. And my children do know that. But I think sometimes moms, You begin to beat yourself down and you begin to tell yourself, I can't do this. And why? And then you think, what is motherhood really cracked up to be? Maybe you're just a new wife and you're thinking, what is this relationship thing? It was so much easier when we were just dating. Well, that's because you both were on your best behavior. Now you've let your guard down. Well, when the children come along, what happens? It gets even more complicated. More lives are involved, right? You have more people with different opinions, different values when it comes to what they want, right? You know, as the kids get older, some of them become selfish and you're like, whoop, whoop, got to rein that in. We can't have that. We are a family. We are a unit. It may not always be easy, but it is so worth it. You know, a couple episodes ago, I asked the question, what gets you going? What keeps you going in life? And we talked about the paycheck, right? And even in situations like this, the paycheck is never enough. You could be making $1 million and you're still going to have these frustrations. It's called life. It's raising a family. It's being married. It's having one-on-one conversations with each other, with people of different opinions. And it's tough. And it can get real, real messy. But you know, it's those smiles, the hugs, and the sweet whispers of,
I love you.
That makes it all worth it. So what's whispering in your ear? What magic sauce do you have that maybe you've forgotten about? You see, here's your kiss. Reignite your passion as mom, wife, and a beautiful woman. Because you deserve it. Sometimes it is that we get trapped in the little itsy bitsy things. And we get stuck with looking at, oh my gosh, there's this little piece of dirt on my floor and I just spent 3 hours cleaning the house. And you go ballistic, right? Yeah. But it's just a little speck of dirt. But when you look at the big picture, it's the smiles, the hugs, the sweet whispers of,
I love you,
that makes it all worth it. Reignite your passion as mom, wife, and a beautiful woman. And you're like, okay, now what's the secret here, right? If you say, I have the magic, meaning you have the magic, you want to know the secret of continuing to reignite your passion. Because I know you get tired. I get tired sometimes. I mean, come on, be honest with yourself, okay? Confession time here. There's got to have been times where you have said, what if I wasn't a mom? What if I didn't have one child, 2 children, 3 children, 5 children? What if my husband and I were just married? What would our lives be like? How would we live things differently? That does cross your mind. If it doesn't or hasn't, you probably are not being real honest with yourself. Along the same lines as if you're not a mom, but you're a wife right now, in a relationship going, gosh, I just wonder what it would be like if I just hadn't married. Maybe I married too young. Where would I be in life? Would I have made different decisions? You cannot go back in time, right? But you can look at where you are and you can look at your present and know that what you do today is going to affect and give you results tomorrow. So how to reignite your passion as a mom, wife, and a beautiful woman? Number one, remind yourself you're special. Write yourself affirmations of love notes, okay? I mean, sometimes, come on, if you've been married a long time, and I'm telling you, I have been married a long time, okay? Sometimes, ladies, they don't write you love notes anymore, okay? So write yourself one. It's important to know that the person that you see in that mirror, you love. Because if you're not loving that person, you can't love your husband. You can't love your child or children. It gets very complicated. Remind yourself you're special. Number two, rejuvenate your spirit. You need a break sometimes. And when I say you need a break, that doesn't mean you need to go and spend $1,000 on a vacation for yourself. If you have money to do that, then awesome, go do it. But maybe you need a stay-at-home spa day. Maybe you arrange for someone to come in and sit with the children while you have 2 hours to yourself. And that's to read a book, to sit down, and you just tell them, unless if there's truly a blood or a flood or lightning strikes, do not get me. You take care of the children, whether it's through a sitter, whether it's something that you arrange with your hubby, okay? You need to rejuvenate your spirit. Create some time, some space for you, and not once in a while. Put it on the calendar. You need that. For me personally, that's my exercise time. That's my going out running time. That's my time where I rejuvenate my spirit. When I don't get that, you can ask my children. You can ask my hubby. I am a little bit edgy. Why? Because that's what my body needs. I know that. That's what my spirit needs. That's my time to talk to God. That's my time to let go of unnecessary craziness And I and the endorphins can take over and they feed me and they give me energy. It goes further and further and further. And number three, recite a mommy mantra. Now, again, if you're not a mommy, you can recite a woman mantra or recite a wife mantra, okay? For example, I've given you one already. Moms fix everything. Exclamation point, right? Moms fix everything. So when times do get crazy, say that mantra in your head. Or when the kids are just absolutely being unbearable and you need to walk out in your garage and sit down in your car because it's the only place that you can find peace in the house. Lock your doors, by the way. Okay? And just recite your mantra. Moms fix everything. Breathe. Moms fix everything. You need to know how special you are because you are special. You are the magic sauce to your family, to your husband, to your children. And you have got to love the person that you see in that mirror. I want you to go out and make it an absolutely incredible, marvelous, magnificent day, okay? Don't settle for anything else but that, all right? You are special. Remember,
moms fix everything.
I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.